you would have your milligrams per litre. The basic ions then that are present in a natural water, unpolluted, will be starting off then in the normal sort of neutral pHs will be bicarbonate. That's our dominant species that's present. When we move to more elevated pHs, we end up with carbonate being present. So in our range then from 5.5 through to 9, we see that bicarbonate dominates and we just start picking up on carbonate at this end of the system. Down here is our carbon dioxide, which is dissolved in water due to Henry's law. At the hard end of the scale here, we end up with some hydroxide. So our CO2 in inverted commas there is indicating carbonic acid dissolved in the water. It's a mix between dissolved carbon dioxide and the carbon dioxide that's reacted to form carbonic acid. So that's what we find under acidic conditions where we don't have mineral acid input. Under slightly acidic conditions then, it's a mix of this, so we're talking now sort of in this 5 sort of zone, a mix then of bicarbonate and our carbonic acid. Under slightly basic, we're now talking about a mix of the bicarbonate and the carbonate, and then obviously under basic conditions, we'll end up dominantly carbonate and a small amount of OH minus, which picks up in here. The alkalinity then is a reservoir for inorganic carbon used as a building block to make organic carbon for your biology, and it does buffering. Once the DIC, which is the dissolved inorganic carbon component, is used up, then what you've done is you've moved this scheme along. If you pull out the bicarbonate, you pull out the carbonate because the biology is using it, you're left with the tail here, which is hydroxide. So your water then progressively becomes more basic. So this is a very important determinant of the ability of a water body to support biology. At the talk that Michael Bird was giving the other day, he's now working on dissolved inorganic carbon sensors that are able to be placed out in a creek and monitor this as a parameter, just like dissolved oxygen and pH and temperature. So it's really quite new technology that he's working on to do this. The first one they're putting in operation is actually at the Crane site in one of the creeks.